The Westminster rump hath been little at ease, of which you have heard enough, one would think, and therefore we lay it aside, if you please, for the more we do stir it, the more it will stink. These county results for a parliament free make the rump smell worse than it did of late, for now it runs down their heels, you may see. You may call them privy members of state. But why should this rump deal so roughly with Kent? When England was conquered, they were scot-free. Must they for declaring of all men be shent? But Longtail and Bobtail can never agree. 'Tis much disputed who Antichrist is. I think 'tis this rump, nor am I in jest. For indeed, although of the number it miss, of this I am sure 'tis the mark of the beast. I cannot believe that our general monk intends to protect it. He's not such a fool, for if he were rightly informed how it stunk, he never would join with such grooms of the stool. Thought be not whole Antichrist, 'tis the worst part. By it both the Pope and the Turk are outdone. If it be not the head, nor the feet, nor the heart, 'tis the rump of the whore of Babylon. So pocky, so stinking, so cheating to boot, that he that has got but an eye or a nose would never bestride it, then why should you doot and make the poor devil his station ship lose? If I might advise him, he should not come near it. The scent of that house is not for his gal, and for his army too he may well fear it. 'Tis enough to infect both his horse and his foot. Nor would I wish him to come to Whitehall, for that hath been an unfortunate place, for Thethnall was fetched and Dick had his fall, and George may take heed that it be not his case. I remember the time when you fought for the king, and the cause was good though you did not prevail. Oh, let not the boys in the streets now sing, he was once for the head, but now for the tail. Then, George, for England, strike up thy drum, and do thy devoir the rump to destroy, that noble King Charles the Second may come, and our streets may echo with Vive le Roy. And if he shall come by thy valor and might, in that brave exploit, thou'lt have more to brag on than e'er had St. George, that valiant knight, who rescued the maid by killing the dragon. Then lay by the thought of a parliament free, but first bring the king in if you be wise, for without king and lords there none can be, 'twill be but a rump of a bigger size. You know how to do it and needs not much sculling, all that you need to say is let it be done, then why should you stand delaying and fooling? You fought for the father, why not for the son? If you do not do it, much honor you'll lose, which he and we mean you, for this we do know, that in spite of the rump and all other his foes, he will be brought in whether you will or no.